All right, Andrew, thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Thanks, Alexa. It's good to be here with you. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Will you just say full name and title just for our taping purposes, please?
Yes, Andrew Frick, president of Ford Blue Model E for Ford.
Great. So I'm sure you've said this quite a few times today and this week already, but can you provide us just an overview of this program for our watcher purposes?
Yeah, we launched our From America for America campaign this week, which we're really excited about. We're offering customers employee pricing across our Ford and Lincoln vehicles. You know, for 122 years, Ford has always been there for our customers, especially in times of uncertainty. And we thought this campaign was really important for them right now. Customers go to a Ford and Lincoln store and they will pay what our employees pay, which really is about providing them peace of mind right now in a very uncertain time.
That's great. And can you walk me through more of the thinking behind this, the 2 to 2 month window?
Yeah, we wanted to provide a 2 month window on this program. We have a lot of inventory out there right now, great selection across our gas, hybrid, and electric vehicles, and we are not repricing that inventory at all. So, what we wanted to make sure, again, while many customers are a little uncertain, we wanted to make sure that they know if they come into a Ford or Lincoln dealership over the next 60 days, that they'll know what they're getting, not only from a selection standpoint, but from what they pay.
Will you talk a little bit more about the current supply on the ground, just for some context? Our readers and listeners might not all be familiar, so walk through some of that.
Yes, all of the inventory that we have on the ground right now will not be repriced. And I know there's a lot of conversation around pricing, but what we have on the ground is very full, it's very available. The employee pricing, customers pay what we pay as an employee, is available on that entire selection of inventory. We're really excited about that. And we, you know, we have enough inventory right now for customers to come in and take advantage of that employee pricing.
And I know you're talking about a lot available, but would you anticipate any shifts in production or to accommodate, a further kind of potential uptick in certain model sales as a result of this campaign?
We haven't yet made any production changes or shifts at this point. We have a lot of inventory on the ground right now, which is great for customers to come in. And we're evaluating the entire environment in terms of what we're going to be able to do as we move forward, but we have not taken any production shifts at this point.
It's a historical question for you. I should know this, but have you done this sort of campaign program before? Have there been other circumstances, I guess recently, where you've visited this type of thing?
We have not done an offering like From America for America with employee pricing as widespread as this in a very long time. In fact, where we tend to do it is following a natural disaster of sort, you know, fires in Los Angeles or hurricanes that we've seen at different parts through, you know, the Gulf states. We've offered employee pricing. You know, Ford is very proud. We've been here for 122 years, and we tend to be, we are always there when customers need us the most. And a lot of times we offer this employee pricing following one of those disasters because we're so embedded in our communities. We're so embedded with the, our dealers are so embedded in their communities. We always want to be there for our customers in any moment of uncertainty, just like right now.
How can dealers help best meet customer demand throughout this time?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Apologies. How can your dealers best meet customer
Oh.
demand throughout the next 2 months?
Well, our Ford and Lincoln dealers are in a great position to meet customer demand. We have inventory on the ground. We have not taken any pricing adjustments to it. And they are so excited about this From America for America campaign. They're excited to offer employee pricing to all of our customers. In fact, they have already started promoting this and advertising this, and just really excited to be able to take care of customers as they come into their dealership showrooms.
What's early reaction been so far?
Early reaction to this program has been amazing. We've received numerous communications directly from customers thanking Ford and Lincoln for being there for them, providing clarity in uncertain times. They have been really excited about it, and our dealers, who I absolutely love, are embracing this as well and making sure they're there for their customers and there for their communities, like they always are.
Anything else on the program and campaign that we need to be aware about before I shift just to a couple other questions?
Oh, Ford is so excited as the number one automaker who assembles more U.S. vehicles and employs more U.S. auto workers than any OEM. We're just really in a position, we believe, to be there for customers. Like I said, we're a proud American company. We've always been there for our customers in any state of uncertainty. And that's why this From America, For America campaign is so important. And that's why we are so excited to offer employee pricing to our customers right now.
Can you talk broadly about the company's sort of reaction to policy changes we're seeing and overall sentiment we're seeing from the White House with regard to the auto industry, especially in recent weeks, how these different things could impact Ford, the company as a whole?
Well, the industry as a whole is obviously digesting a lot of these tariff changes. We are in a good position as the number one U.S. automaker, both from a vehicle assembly standpoint as well as an hourly auto worker standpoint. You know, we produce 80% of what we sell in the U.S. is actually made in the United States. So relatively speaking, we're in good shape. But the whole industry's, digesting a lot of the changes. We're working very closely with the administration right now to be able to get clarity in certain areas. And they've been great to work with in terms of, understanding our business and the complexity around that. And we understand what they're trying to do in terms of bringing American manufacturing back, which is one of the reasons, we're so established here in the United States.
Hey, let me interrupt real quick. Andrew, if you need a second to fix your, fix that. Take your time. It's no big deal. You can do that. And if you want someone to come in and help you, that's okay too. You good?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry.
Okay. All right, cool. You're good. Don't be sorry.
I specifically was hoping to ask about electric vehicles and what we could see this year. Can you speak to the potential impact of tariffs on EVs in particular?
Well, as it relates to electric vehicles, our volume continues to grow. We're up through the first quarter. We're actually up across our entire lineup of gas, hybrid, and electric, so our electrified vehicles are doing very well. Just like any vehicle line, we're looking at the implications across the board. We make our F-150 right here in Detroit. We're very excited about that. And we're really taking a look across the entire vehicle lineup like every OEM is right now. But we don't think that will have a specific impact on electric vehicles per se.
Mike, go ahead.
Andrew, why is this a good time to offer the employee pricing?
We think it's a great time to offer employee pricing because there's just a lot of uncertainty in the market. We've heard from a lot of customers that they don't know where pricing's going. They don't know what's going on in the market. So at a moment of uncertainty, Ford has always been there for our customers. That's what we've taken the long game over 122 years. That's why we've been around 122 years. So for us, it was important for us to immediately focus on our customer base and take away that uncertainty for them. So by offering employee pricing, which is they pay what we pay as employees, they have clarity and it's very simple for them as they go into Ford and Lincoln dealerships across the country to know exactly what they're going to be getting. That was important to us, and we think it's going to be very important to them as well.
Excellent. Last one. You just mentioned the word uncertainty. Why is uncertainty a problem in the auto industry, especially when we're talking about tariffs? Why is uncertainty a bad thing in your business, in your industry?
Well, we always want to... We always want customers in particular to know what they're going to be getting. So by offering this, it's really important for us. When a customer goes into a dealership, they know exactly what they're going to be paying. They're going to get employee pricing from Ford and Lincoln. So it does take away some of that uncertainty. And from a customer, we don't want them to think this is a bad time to buy a vehicle. We want them to know it's a great time to buy a vehicle and that we have a great selection of vehicles across our dealership showrooms right now. In fact, we're very well stocked. We're not adjusting any of the pricing associated with the inventory that's currently on the ground. And we want customers to know that. So that way they know it's a good time to come in and actually buy a Ford or Lincoln vehicle.
And okay. Apologies on that note, what will sort of gauge success for this program? And do you foresee any potential to extend it beyond this 60 days if tariffs end up continuing as anticipated?
You know, we launched the employee pricing from America for America campaign for a 60-day time period. That gives us a little bit of time to make sure we understand and get the clarity around a lot of the details related to tariffs. And that gives us time to make any adjustments that we need to make as we come through the June 2nd time period, which is what we launched this campaign through. So for the next 60 days, while we have really good inventory on the ground, customers will have that level of certainty when they walk into a dealership on what they can expect from Ford and from our Ford and Lincoln dealers across the country. So we'll have time to evaluate what we want to do as we go into the month of June.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you very much. Great talking to you.
Sure. Have a great day. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.